So, Lenny, how were you able to get the role talking like that?
Well, it's simple. I thought about the character and I said, hey, well, if I make my voice sound stupid, well, then I'll win an Academy Award.
Oh my gosh, you know what? I'm actually falling for it myself.
Hello?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the
Runner and Gunner Show.
The Christmas edition.
This is the Christmas edition of the Runner and Gunner Show. Brought to you by Nike.
Nike. Float in the air. Sting like a bee.
The only Laker that matters, Shaquille O'Neal.
Slam like a goat. Eat ham like a goat.
Everybody out there, it is Christmas.
It is a jolly good Christmas.
Christmas 2023.
We're back in the 20s.
We'd like to thank all our fans all year for listening to us. I mean, for listening to us all year long.
All year long. Thank you, fans. Of course, we've got to send a special shout-out to all the world of the Runner and Gunner industry and our producers that have produced every single episode. We'd like to thank them throughout the months and through this year, too. And through years, we've been doing this Runner and Gunner show. Fantastic.
This is episode 160, and we'd like to thank not only the producers, but all you Lennies out there who continue listening to us.
And for everybody else out there, too, a special happy, merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'd like to thank everybody who's been listening to us all year long once again. As we get into our show, we want to remind you all that you can get some Oreo cookies for Santa Claus and have them right at your chimney when he arrives.
And roast your nuts over the open fire. Make sure they're nice and toasty for when he arrives.
Roast them well. Very tasty.
But just not too dark, because you might burn them.
It is Christmas 2023, everybody, and we hope that you had a very, very good year. Once again, this is the Runner and Gunner video game podcast. But today we are doing a special presentation. The Christmas special.
So everybody, let's get back to the show and the special edition that we all love and know that's about to happen. This Christmas, we want everybody to just enjoy each other's company, be awesome, spread the love, spread the joy, and spread the cheer to whoever you love or whoever is near. Love everyone, and everyone love each other.
Yes, and for our Mexican audience living there in Mexico, tuning into our show as we speak, I'd like to give a very special Monday morning crack.
Viva Mexico! Viva Mexico!
Oh, that is delicious. Also, the Runner and Gunner video game podcast, which is now called the Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.
Monday Morning Podcast.
America's favorite podcast.
America's favorite podcast is sponsored this
month by Rothaus Tannenzapfel Beer.
Tannenzapfel Rothaus. Un Lachle.
Un Schutzer.
Show. And that is the introduction to the Runner and Gunner show. So everybody out there, we want you to know to have a great Monday morning. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, woo! Everybody! It is the Monday morning video game podcast, also known as the Monday morning show podcast.
And also known as America's greatest podcast, the number one show in the universe.
It really is America's favorite podcast. It is. We're the first ones who said it. We're the only ones who say it.
Oh, yes. It is true.
But don't we all love America? At least if we're living here. Of course, if you live in Germany, you probably love Germany.
And we love Germany as well. And if you live in Spain,
you probably love Spain. And if you live in Japan. Well, guess what? You probably love Japan.
We love Japan too, man.
And if you live in China, well, you probably love Japan
too. Thanks to their technology.
Also, for everybody who lives in Australia or Mexico.
Yeah.
Or Canada.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to you too. We hope that you're having a very Merry Christmas. We hope that Saint Nick visits you all.
Hello, Saint Nicky. How are you today? Hope he's feeling fine. And I left him out some cookies and wine. I don't know which one he ate or drank, but I found a couple spills and splatters on my floor this morning. Because it is Christmas, so I'm not sure what happened. Half-eaten cookies and all drinking wine. I left him 1 gallon of box wine. And it's gone, mysteriously. I did wake up with a little headache, though, so I don't know if I might have gotten up and how... Anyways,
well, what do you think happened to your cookies, Runner?
I don't know.
Well, if you could take a guess, what would you say might have happened to them?
I would say good old Satanic got a good old bite, and I don't see any gifts. I think he just ate and run. So that's kind of mean. I'm Runner, and I thought he was going to leave me what I wanted for Christmas, but he didn't.
Well, the way you check for Santa Claus is you check outside your door for reindeer tracks. Did you happen to see any reindeer tracks?
I seen some kind of tracks.
Track marks sure on Kirklebane's arm?
Kind of.
Wait a minute, you hear that?
Oh, he's back! Whoa, dude, what was that?
I don't know what that was.
What was that? I seen a red light and then a bunch of weird shadows in
me too.
A figure in the sky.
If I didn't know any better.
Whoa, that was sparkly.
Hold on, do you see that? My beard's starting to float.
Whoa! Mine too!
It's starting to pour itself.
What the heck is going on? Santa! He's delivering what we wanted! Oh, mine too!
Whoa, yours too?
Yeah, look it! Wow, you see that?
Whoa,
It is a Christmas miracle!
It's a Christmas miracle. I don't know about you, but I will take some delicious floating beers. And they're Rothaus too.
Thanks to Rothaus,
Rothaus, Germany.
The best beer of the month, this month.
Don't the Germans make the best beer?
They sure do.
Isn't Saint Nick German? Turkish, right?
I think so.
Turkish, German.
Same old. Almost.
Almost. I mean, they're in that nice corner of the world.
Yeah, they're both related in some way, somehow, someday. But not today. But they are close to each other is what we're saying.
Whoa.
Merry Christmas.
Did you say that?
No,
How'd you say that without moving your lips, right?
I didn't do that. I don't know where that came from.
Well, cheers to that. And anybody, if you're living in India, well, you probably don't celebrate Christmas, but you could definitely sit by the fireplace, have yourself some cookies, and drink a glass of
warm Indian pale ale.
Yes!
IPA. There we go.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Yes.
Yeah.
Cheers, Runner. Yes, everybody.
The Monday Morning Podcast. And we are here. And this is a special edition of all the whole month because Christmas landed this year on a Monday. So today is Monday the 25th. And we want you guys to all be out there having your great old time and just eating what you eat and loving what you love, you know, have all those wonderful meals. Mm. Get your ham, your turkey, your tamales,
walnuts,
champurrados in the morning with a little bit of eggnog and Hennessy, or eggnog Presidente, or eggnog and whatever you drink. And just be merry and enjoy today, because today's about enjoying the ones you're with, your close ones, your good friends, your relatives, your whoever you are close to and who you know. It's time for loving each other and showing appreciation for each other, because this is the day of our Savior's birth. And it's a big day, and everybody knows.
Thank you, God.
That he's the reason we're here.
Thank you, God, for Jesus Christ being born.
Amen.
That's all we got to say about that. Well, there's plenty more we got to say about that. That's right. Clarence.
Clarence
is a good guy.
Yeah, right on, Clarence.
Hello, Clarence.
Hello, Clarence. Clarence.
Hello, Clarence.
Hello, Clarence.
Merry old acquaintance.
And all the Sims go Sims.
Yes, everybody.
Yeah, very merry, merry.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Harry.
Merry Carrie.
Harry
Carrie Christmas. Wait.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No.
Don't do that.
Not a Harry Carrie Christmas. It is a merry, very merry Christmas.
Opposite. Everybody, let's get together with your families and have a good old
audience,
meal.
What is your favorite thing to do on Christmas morning?
Harry Carrie.
Lenny's probably agree with that one. But us Americans who love our home, we love where we live. America's not the best country, but it's our home.
Yeah, it is our home. Our home country, so we gotta love it.
You know, people in Spain don't say, "I hate Spain." they need to help the rest of the world.
Yeah, F Spain. I hate Spain.
And I'm gonna take a knee to Spain because I don't like the
when they say the Mexican Spaniard Trump. Anthem, I'm gonna take a knee in front of it.
Trumpo. You know, the president of Spain, his probably name is Trumpo, right?
Trumpo, or yeah.
I don't know, whatever. Trombano. Or could you imagine
Trombino?
Iceland. Well, I don't like Iceland. They need to help out the rest of the world. We need to recycle more.
Screw Iceland.
We control the rest of the world, so we need to help out. Like, no one says they hate their own country, and neither do we. We're not saying America's the best. We're just saying this is where we live,
and it's the best.
We love our homes. You know,
we do. Our home country, this is where we were born, this is where we're raised, and this is where we will have our graves when we go up into the sky to the greater next level. So we're saying that this is a great country. That's what we're saying. It is great. We're not saying that it's the best in the world and we're better than everybody else. No, we are equal to everybody else, but it's just the pride within ourselves to have the pride to live here and to be thankful for the country.
Yeah, we're just thankful. The New Year's coming. You know, you got lots of thoughts in your head about what to do, where to take your future. We're saying this year, instead of making a New Year's resolution, you don't have to think about the New Year's as being like a whole chunk, you know?
Yes.
We're like this whole perfect chunk where this New Year, this year is going to be perfect. You know, take it day by day. How about you, instead of saying this year is going to be great, just say today is going to be great.
Yeah, just...
You know?
Yeah, you don't have to take it every freaking year and say, you know what?
Giant chunk.
I have to do this year and it must be accomplished and no.
Yeah.
Just piece Slow by down. Piece. Yeah, put it, it's like a big old puzzle and you got to get the first piece, grab it and put it in. Then next day you could get another little piece, put it together. It's like a million pieces.
And then you could have a good yesterday at least.
Exactly.
Or a good last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you piece them all together perfectly, then you could have a good last year and reflect on the good last year.
Yes.
And stop being so overwhelmed with what's to come.
Yeah, just be thankful for where you're at. Be thankful for the present and look forward to the future is what we're saying, because right now is where it's at and tomorrow is where it will be again.
Yes.
So you just have fun with both times, today, tomorrow, every day, and then be thankful for yesterday and for breathing again today.
Because the year is very long. It's a very long chunk and you can get lost in all the daily stresses and the weekly stresses and the yearly stresses, when really you should just be taking it day by day and reflecting on the past, but having a good now.
A good, great now, yes.
Just, you know, take it easy, everybody. It's a new year, but it's still just a regular day.
It is. It's just like yesterday. But today's yesterday can be a better today for tomorrow.
Yeah.
If that makes a lot of sense.
So what happens with you, Lennies, is you get overwhelmed and then you start taking it out on yourself. And so then you start hating your home.
And which would be yesterday. They would hate yesterday
and
today.
And then you hate yesterday, exactly.
It's yeah.
Nobody walks out of their apartment or their mansion and says, turns back to the house and say, I hate my house.
Yeah.
I hate the owner.
Screw this garbage.
I hate the trash can. I hate the windows. No one says that.
Yes.
So like Lenny's, they get overwhelmed. They get so inclined to saying, I hate America.
They hate everything
because America
about it.
Didn't do this for me. Let's release Brittany Griner. Like, let's be taking knees and hating each other and spreading division.
Lies.
But
don't
really,
spread the lies. Spread the joy.
You should be loving your home because that's your home. You know, that's where you're born. That's where you grow up. You actually ultimately have every choice over the matter in your home.
Yes, you do.
You could.
That's where the heart is.
You could change the windows. You could change the trash cans. You could mow the lawn.
If you want to make it look different, or if you don't dislike to where you're at and what it looks like, you yourself can make the difference. Instead of sitting there complaining about it, you could actually get up and make the difference upon yourself.
Yes.
You don't like your window, just paint it a different color. Or clean it from both ends and put some stickers on it. Or put something on it. Put a light around it.
That's right.
Put something on it.
Make
it look
lamp.
Different. Buy a new... Yeah, exactly. Just make... If you don't like something, then change it. And if you like it, keep it the same, but keep it intact. Which means keep it nice and healthy and there and into your level of comfort to where you feel like, hey, life is great, this is great, and I love living, breathing, eating, and sleeping where my temple is, where the thing
where
is over
born,
my head.
Near my temple, yes, exactly. Here's a clip from a little boy who didn't like his home and didn't like his family.
Yes.
We call him Capperpunk.
Kevin Punk.
Capper Nick. Capper Saint Nick.
Knickerbocker.
Kevin McCapernick.
Yeah, here we go.
Let's take a listen.
All right, let's hear what this guy. He had problems.
I don't want a new family. I don't want any family. Family shook.
Just stay up there. I don't want to see you again for the rest of the night.
I don't want to see you again for the rest of my whole life. And I don't want to see anybody else either.
I hope you don't mean that. You'd feel pretty sad if you woke up tomorrow morning and you didn't have a family.
No, I wouldn't.
Then say it again. Maybe it'll happen.
I hope I never see any jerks again.
And that's where my mom would grab me by my raggedy hair and throw me back down the stairs.
And I would get thrown out my window, onto the lawn, and left for the worms to feed on. Because, yeah, I don't think there's no way from coming back from that. If my parents personally would not tolerate that type of attitude towards them, because it would be over. I wouldn't even, all my Christmas presents would be sold to someone else or given to someone else. And, I probably wouldn't see the light of day if I talked back to my parents that way. What about you, Gunner?
I'd get the chunkle out thrown at me for sure. The wooden spoon. I'd get slapped around with the wooden spoon. The point is that you don't hate your home.
Your home.
Otherwise, you'll be home alone.
And then, what happened in that movie?
He gets left home alone. And
exactly.
The demons try to take over.
Yes, they do.
Ultimately, he foils them and prevails. But he continues hating his home, and so that's when Home Alone 2 happens.
Part 2.
And you don't want to hate your home twice, because then you'll be
twice
throwing bricks
bad.
At the demons in an empty building.
Yeah, you don't want to hate that. So you got to love where you're staying at, and that's what we're talking about, this whole USA thing. You know, you just got to, they got to stop the hate of their own country, and just, if you want to say something about your country, just represent it in a positive manner.
No one
but nothing
person
negative.
Has the fixing the problem of the economy, you know, not one person could fix the entire economy.
That's correct.
So don't try. And like Lenny's, they watch the internet and they think that they're the god of the country.
Yeah.
Like, I know how to control the entire economy. And
give me the power.
It's a very overwhelming thought and it could stress you out.
Exactly.
And then you start losing hair and start looking like Governor Newsom.
And so these people that all complain about the country, why don't they move to other countries? Why do they stay here and continue complaining about our great country and our great economy? There is no real reason why. And it's just a thing to do. And also, no country is perfect. No country in the whole world is perfect. None.
We all
have issues. Every single country, if you look into it throughout history, throughout the present and the future, will always have problems. So there is nothing else to do but just sit there and love your country or try and improve it on your own. Do something positive for your home or, you know, your street or whatever. If instead of sitting there complaining about it, taking knees, burning flags, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Let's do a positive move.
If I lived in France, well, then I would love France. If I lived in Belgium.
French kisses?
If I was born in Belgium and I lived in Belgium, then I would love Belgium.
I'd love their beer, too.
And their chocolate. And their chicks.
Ew.
If I lived in, Amsterdam.
Hey.
Well, I would
love
Amsterdam.
I would love I would love all the great things about Amsterdam.
Lenny's, instead of hating your home and hating yourselves, but that's ultimately what you mean, why don't you tell us, what are some states that you would like to visit, perhaps this year, if you had a choice? Let's say you live in California.
And
you're listening to the Runner and Gunner Monday Morning Podcast.
Right.
America's
now.
Favorite podcast. And we're asking you, what state would you like to visit this year? If you got to visit any state, all expenses paid.
Well, Gunner, how about you answer that question yourself and you let them know what state you would love to visit the most right now in this current, I came up to you and I said, Gunner, I'm gonna give you all expenses trip to whatever state you want and do whatever you want. Except, you know, it's not all paid and you get the cheap motel and I'm not gonna pay for anything other than Airbnb.
Well, let me tell you, I wanna visit New York.
New York?
Because I love Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
I love the folks from Jersey.
Jersey?
And doggone it, I love New York Deli.
Sounds nice.
And I just want to go to a New York church and have some New York Mass.
Right on. What? Whoa.
And read a New York Bible.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Wait.
That's actually a good...
Do you hear that, Runner?
Well, what was that? I thought I heard something, too. Whoa, that's above the studios. What the heck?
What's that noise?
What's going on the roof? Oh, shoot. What is that?
What's happening?
It's a...
Whoa.
Whoa, man. Something's going on upstairs. I don't know. Producers, what's going on?
They... I don't know.
It stopped.
See, they don't know either.
It stopped.
Huh. That was strange.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
He's here? Where'd he go? I don't even see him.
I don't see anything.
How does he do that? Maybe that's how he sneaks into chimneys without houses without chimneys, I mean.
I don't know, but I'm going to drink some more of this floating beer. And how about you tell us, runner, what state you would like to visit this year?
Well.
Milwaukee, it sounds like.
Wow. State? Now that is a thinker, stinker.
Oh, Milwaukee's a city.
No, I
Minnesota.
Mean, I would actually say Vegas, but I've already been there, so why go again?
Vegas, Nevada.
I've already been to Vegas, Nevada multiple times, so I wouldn't go there. So that would probably be my second or third choice. First choice right now, say that you have a whole package for me ready to go, you know, like eat whatever I want, go wherever I want. And it's so funny that I say this. It would have to be the Windy City. Yes, I'm talking about Chi-Town. Yes, I'm talking
Chicago.
About Chicago. Why? Deep dish pizza, for one. Number one reason. But another reason,
That
Michael Jordan statue, man. I love Jordan, so I'll go
He's
see that
best.
Statue. Go visit the Mike. I mean, just...
Him and
there's
Shaq.
So much things out there in Chicago that are cool. And plus, it has a little countryside to it, too. So I'd probably go check it out. You know, go Chicago, go to different parts of Illinois and all kinds of different things. Go check it out, man. I mean... Hey, Illinois is the place to be.
I'll go
to Family Matters and Steve Urkel, even though the studio wasn't there.
What stadium do the Cubs play in?
I think they're in, I think the White Sox are north side and the Chicago Cubs are south side Chicago. I think it's just called south side Chicago.
You don't know the name
Maybe
of the
Highland
stadium?
Maybe Highland
Park. Wrigley Field.
Oh, the stadium's name. Yeah, Wrigley Field. I would want to go to Wrigley Field and go on the buildings, actually. They have buildings where the fans watch them play. And plus, Wrigley Field was home to so many great Cubs. And plus, I would go to the White Sox, too. I don't want to leave them out. So, yeah, I would go to both stadiums, check it out, have a great old time over there. So, yeah, Chicago right now, but I could change my mind tomorrow. You never know. This great country of ours has so many states that there's no limits and no possibilities to all the great things you can see.
Nice. Well, audience, what do you think? What state do you want to visit this year?
This year. Right before it ends. This is
choice,
your last wish.
All expenses paid. Ponder that question. We got to take a quick commercial break. But before we do, we just want to ask you again. What are your favorite Christmas
ever.
Dinner dishes?
All-time favorite Christmas dinner dishes.
Yes. You know, just a couple. To name a few... Like, for example, mine are tamales and turkey. I love tamales and I love the turkey. I love mixing them together on the plate. But what are favorite Christmas dinner dishes? Audience, go ahead and think about that question when we come back.
Elotes, potatoes, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
ham.
You know, heck yeah. We got a whole
stuffings,
lot of food items
turkey.
To talk about.
Turkey again. You know, it's weird that how... The same items are done with Christmas as they are with Thanksgiving. So it kind of mixes in and blends together.
So
it's both thankful. They're both thankful events.
It sounds great. All right.
But anyways, we got to
think about that question, everybody. We'll come back right back.
Right after
these commercial breaks.
Is that the Black Santa? I want a Super Nintendo. Yeah.
Cheers, runner. Can you tell me a story when we come back?
Oh, yeah. All right. All right, we'll tell you a story when we come back.
Tell you all a story when we come back.
Yeah, let's pay tribute to it. Or let them pay tribute to it. Either one.
Christmas Eve, I'm out with the gangsters and thieves. Celebrated, posted up with eggnog, hand it up in my cup. Put Rudolph and Moses, Lil Bang, banging and coasting. Down the block, but be careful for the heart, because it's posted. Some say to this day that Christmas ain't nothing but another day. But out of respect, I got it. Give the Lord his day. Tell me, where do the homeless and bums got to sleep? Where do the hungry and the needy greedies got to eat? Life is so crucial.
Today's Runner and Gunner episode was brought to you by Nike. Jump higher, jump farther. Be like Shaq.
And time. keep your clean clothes nice and tidy with Tide. Warm wash, cold wash, stone wash, all wash. Tide, all-purpose detergent.
It was also brought to you by Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola Classic, and Diet Coke. And now introducing Coke Zero. And also the new flavor, Coke for Idiots.
Coke for Idiots.
You think you're stupid now? Get yourself a glass of Coke for Idiots.
Hey, I like that sound. Coke Idiots.
Do you sniff it?
I'll pay $100 for that.
Hey everybody, it's the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. We know that Christmas is over.
Christmas is done, and now we're going to just sell you that.
We're going to sell you that the New Year's special is coming.
The New Year's, that we got to sell it out to everybody.
You know, out with the old and with the new.
So let's start a new beginning, and let's start from the beginning. And
let's start a new beginning together.
Ending that is forever lasting.
Yes, let's start an everlasting together.
Togetherness, foreverness. And let's tell you that the greatest podcast in America shall continue.
Yes.
And shall progress.
It's
so
true.
We got so much surprises for you.
So
this,
much.
This New Year's,
this
beware
New Year's, next
because
New Year's.
It's going to be a lot of craziness. It's going to be dopeness.
It's
going to
be hectic.
We're
going to
tell you guys all kinds of cool things.
Yeah, we're not doctors, but we certainly think like some. This is America's favorite podcast, everybody.
Yeah, we're going to operate in two. The minds of the Lennies. And what are we going to do when we get out of the operation? Succeed of the sensation of greatness.
Yes. So
that's what's going to come out.
Tune in every single Monday for the only Monday morning podcast on Earth, the Runner and Gunner
Video Game Podcast.
Join us for New Year's
Day. And what we got to say?
Happy New Year's.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Happy Christmas, Kelko.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Runner and Gunner.
This is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over. You won't just be gone. So this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones.
Cheers, Runner.
Cheers, Gunner. Man, what a beautiful, beautiful Christmas this is.
What a beautiful Christmas morning this is.
It is. It's great to be alive. It's great to be here. And who do we have to thank for that?
Jesus.
Jesus. The man. It's happy birthday to him.
Thank you, God.
We're thankful. We are very thankful. Believe that. That's for sure. So.
Can Santa Claus fit down the chimney?
Well, it depends how much his butt grew this year. And I think every year it grows about 6 inches. So,
man.
He must be a woolly,
a woolly mammoth?
Free Willy, I was going to say, but no. Okay, anyways. I hope he's on that slim fast this year. I hope last year Mrs. Claus gave him a waist trainer, a bucket of slim fast,
corset,
some kind of trainer to slim down a little bit. So
I do hear that he uses the treadmill a lot on the off seasons.
Yep, and I heard that in front of him they put a jar of cookies, so he's running to the cookies. So it makes it look like it gives him the illusion.
I heard that he's so big this year that he's got to use the front door.
Oh, really?
Of course, sometimes those doors are locked, especially if you live in the hood.
I heard that this year he's so big that the elves have to roll him in. He has to get in the fetal position, and then he has his five elves roll him in like a little butterball, and then he deflates like a raft, and
is that considered breaking and entering?
Well, it's Santa Claus. So is it really breaking and entering if you are Santa Claus?
If you're magical and can disappear and fly.
Yeah, well,
the audience out there, if you're magical and can disappear and fly.
But why can't he make
without using PCP?
Why can't his weight disappear?
Maybe he likes being fat. Maybe Miss Claus thinks it's sexy. I mean, you know, fat guys are like in right now. Have you seen any skinny guys with girlfriends these days? I don't see one skinny guy with any girlfriends. I see fat guys with girlfriends. I've seen fat guys with two girlfriends.
Yeah, that's true.
I see a lot of fat guys with girlfriends. I don't see any skinnies with girlfriends.
What is that about?
It's just, you know, maybe Santa Claus is hip. Maybe they're taking the Santa Claus diet. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I guess so.
Ladies out there, what is the reason you date fat guys? And, like, you marry these fat guys? Are you wed these fat guys? Are you stay with these fat guys? But you don't stay with the skinny minis, or you don't marry the skinny minis. How come, ladies out there, tell us. How come skinny minis?
Why are skinny minis not in, and why are the fat guys
the
ones winning over the hearts?
What is the reason that the fat guys are the ones winning over the hearts?
I guess it's a new trend, you know? It's a new trend, and it's going on. But
remember, like, you know, like in the 90s, it was like kind of cool to like do cocaine and be like skinny as bones.
Very cool.
And so nowadays, it's cool to be fat and on cocaine.
Even cooler. I don't know. I don't really know how cool it is to be on any kind of drug, because I never did drugs in my life, but I won't swear to Santa by it. But I will swear that this Christmas is going to be one of the best Christmases you ever had in your life.
This is going to be a great day for you, everybody. It's going to be a great day. Tomorrow, I can't guarantee it's going to be great, but I know today right now is great.
Yeah.
Take a look around you. Count your blessings.
What about food for tonight? What about Christmas that's going to happen in Mexico tonight?
Oh,
it's going
to
be awesome. So, everybody, Christmas in Mexico is going to go down so amazing. They're going to have tamales.
Tamales.
Elotes. Lots of elotes and tamales and
I heard they
frijoles
have
in the Christmas tree.
They do... you know, because it gets kind of cold in Mexico, so you can't have pozole hot because it's going to freeze. So you have pozole popsicles,
you know.
You get the pozole, you put a churro in your pozole, and you freeze it overnight.
There's nothing so crunchy and amazing. Crunchy, yet frozen. So if you like frozen crunchy things.
You got to roll your R's.
A little hint of crunchy. With a little bit of cinnamon, you're going to love that. It's going to taste so good.
Also, in Mexico, you don't use wrapping paper to wrap your presents. You use tortillas. You get tortillas and you make them big enough and wide enough that you could wrap your Xboxes and PlayStation 5s.
Wow, that's a lot of dough. You know grannies get down like that.
That is true.
Because my grandma would get down like that. She'll be flipping them like it's a pizza dough bread. Up in the air, squishing them with the little tamale. Yeah, they get down.
They put on the grandma, grandma rock like Gloria Estefan.
You know. Good old times.
You put on the Cher, or you put on the Madonna, the Cyndi Lauper, the Grandma Rock. What is considered Grandma Rock?
Grandma Rock. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Grandma Rock
is
crazy. I guess nowadays, grandmas listen to Britney Spears, so...
Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera. There you go, Christina Aguilera.
Beyonce's
definitely
group. What's her group called?
Destiny's Child.
There you go, Destiny's Child. They listen to them.
Grandma Rock, everybody.
Man, Grandma Rock is rocking.
So I guess like in 20 years, Nicki Minaj will be considered
Lil Kim.
Grandma Rock. Lil Kim's already Grandma Rock.
Grandma Rock.
Yeah. Taylor Swift will be Grandma Rock in about 10 years.
Swiftin', all you Swifties?
Yep, all you Swifties
out there. All you young Swifties right now are going to be Grandma Rock in 20 years, so beware.
Yes, the Grandma Rock.
They're going to be playing your Grandma Rock on K-Earth and beyond that. It's going
to
be played on AM.
So interesting to think about all the Grandma Rock. You know, Doja Cat's going to be Grandma Rock in
20
years.
Oh, what about Great Grandma Rock? We're talking about Heart. We're talking about Benatar.
Janis Joplin,
Great Grandma Rock. Oh, man, that is up there in, old times.
What about great Grandma Rock, like Billie Holiday?
Holland Forest. Oh, Dusty Springfield.
Oh, man.
What's her name?
Peggy Lee.
Peggy Lee, yeah.
Heck, all those things.
Yeah, all those ladies.
Grandma Rock, everybody. They need to have a station for Grandma Rock.
Yeah, they need to start it now. They'll be building up so much clientele, so much money. If they started that business right now, see, we could be business advisors, we could be radio show personalities. I mean, we're everything.
Yes.
The Runner Gunner Show, that's why we are called the greatest podcast in
America.
America.
America's favorite
the US
podcast.
US of A, baby.
That makes me think about another thing. Like, you know, men, we love mom bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But
who doesn't like titties? Oh, I mean,
ladies, Kirby's. Do you like dad bods? Because this Christmas, dad bods are gonna get pretty dad.
It's gonna get good. Yeah, I mean,
you know, with all the pozole and the frijoles,
arroz and that's con just pollo. Lunch. That's just lunch.
Lunch, the
tamales. We're not even talking about the dinner time. Yeah, it's gonna get. It's gonna expand. We're gonna take those belts off. Belts, come off, ladies. And it's not for whipping
sweatpants,
but
come on.
Oh yeah, we need those expandos. You know, expandos and commando too. So we're going to wear the expandos con commando.
Yes.
So watch out.
Mom bods and dad bods. They're coming. But I like mom bods.
In a rapid, too.
Saggy
rapidly.
In all the right spots, you know. All the right spots, I
stretchy
say.
Stretchy, too.
I didn't say on their earlobes. So everybody out there, just want to tell you that it's going to be a great Christmas. You're going to eat so much food. You're going to drink so much alcohol.
And speaking of great dinners, let's play a little segment of dinner time.
We got a little segment from National Lampoon's Vacation. Here it is. Just let it rip.
Since this is Aunt Bethany's 80th Christmas, I think she should lead us in the saying of grace.
Oh, great.
What, dear?
Grace!
Grace! She passed away 30 years ago.
They want you to say grace. The blessing!
Yes!
The blessing.
So, yes, everybody, we got a prayer to say for you guys out there. Lenny's, you're probably going to start steaming at the collar, and your brain's going to start melting, but we want to say...
And your butt's going to start sweating.
Let you have a great year. Let you have a great couple days a year. I mean, let you have just a great time, you know?
Yeah, just
whatever
have a great
day
time.
It is,
enjoy.
Whatever year it is, whatever spot you're in life.
Yes.
Whatever future you're perceiving.
Exactly.
We want it to be blessed and full of harmony and love and good finances and great decisions.
Yeah.
And we want you to have your whole family blessed and let you be together as a whole.
Yeah, as a whole, you know, because not everybody is going to be here every year. Slowly, you know, the family starts shrinking because of the process of life. And that's how life goes, you know. We're not going to be here forever either. So you just got to figure, let's enjoy these people while they're here before they go meet our maker, who is the person we're celebrating today. And that's why we're celebrating him. You see, it's all part of the cycle, part of life's beautiful cycle, that is.
You know, COVID's over. You don't have to continue isolating yourself and fighting each other.
Yes. I know. It did mess people up.
It
isolating
did.
Themselves.
A lot of divorces.
It messed up the communication process.
A lot of people like finally learned who their spouse was and discovered that they hated them, which is a terrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you have some truth and reconciliation with your spouse and your kids and your family.
Yes.
And just let your heart be merry and let good things come out of your mouth all day long. Stop cussing so much. Stop scoffing
at
everyone.
Hatred.
Stop the hatred.
The hatred. Just show, you know, begin
be humble.
The love. Yeah. Be humble. Be thankful. All grateful. You know, all the good things that Christmas comes every year to teach us. And it's every year, too. It's like it's banging into your head every single year. And why don't they just take it, these Lennies? You know what I mean? You know?
Take it as it comes. Roll with the punches.
Yes.
It's like, stop thinking that life is an Xbox. I got to get all the achievements.
It is not.
In case it's not perfect 100%, I got to reset the game. There is no resets in life.
There is never a reset button.
There's no loading the last load, you know?
But there is a thing such as, like, starting over in life. You can do that.
You can
do
that.
But it's not a reset button.
It's not a reset.
You already made these mistakes and that mistakes are these areas that you didn't succeed in. Then you just got to stop and restart in a new path, a new expectation of life.
Yeah.
A better expectation of yourself.
Metaphorically, it would be like stopping, turning around, and walking back the direction you came in.
Yeah, and then starting all over towards the new path.
And going down a good path.
Yes.
And with that said, Here you are.
Here you are. Everybody, here it is. And in case you haven't said it, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everybody! Merry Christmas! Merry loving Christmas, everybody!
Yeah. And that is love for sure.
Noel! Yes, everybody! The king is born. The baby
king
is born.
Is born. The king.
Your sins have been washed away.
And cleansed.
You don't have to be a stupid moron anymore. You could say, hey.
Smarter.
I forgive myself. You know that jabroni across the street who done you wrong? Well, you have the power to forgive him.
It's okay now.
Or her.
You messed
or
up.
It.
She messed up. It messed
or
up.
She them.
Shim messed up.
Shimself. Everyone out there, you have the power to forgive and forget and move forward.
Yeah.
Start a new day.
The new golden path. The new
Turn
golden
a new
road.
Page.
New golden bricks may lead you
Turn over
to
a new
the
leaf.
New thing that's going to help. And that's what it is. It's finding the better path, the better ways, improving yourselves. Or if you're already on the golden path and you know where you're going, keep going that way and keep improving that path is what we're saying.
Everybody. Have a great Monday morning. We have to end this show a little early. We know that you got some tamales to eat. We know that you got some turkey to carve.
Turkey to baste.
Hopefully it's not like the Griswold's turkey.
Where it's crunchy. Crunchy as heck.
Before we go, we want to play you a little segment of someone who had some reconciliation in her heart.
Deep within.
And was able to tap dance with Bojangles.
All right, here we go. So, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Now remember, Santa Claus is closer than you think.
Come on, honey
Yes, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The Runner and Gunner Show. And this is, thank you for listening on Christmas. If you're listening to this on Christmas, you're a very, very special person. And we just want to tell you that we love you guys out there. All of you. Every single person who has ever heard this show, we love you guys. And it's true.
It's true.
So we're really thankful for you guys. And that's one of the things I'm thankful for. And that is our present for Merry Christmas is our audience and our people that listen. That's all we care about is you guys. That's why we do this. We strive for them and we do it and we're going to move forward no matter what. And guess what? By New Year's, next 2024, the Runner Gunner Show is only going to improve and get greater. We said it last year and we're going to say it again for 24. But you got to listen to our New Year's special because it's going to talk about everything's going to be about that, about the improvements,
yeah,
about how we're moving forward.
True.
About how, you know, we're getting gaining progress, progressing.
And the future of podcasting in general.
Exactly.
Look, this is America's favorite podcast.
America's favorite podcast.
We are the first ones who said it, so you have to believe us. Like, you actually don't have a choice because you're just the listener. You don't have a microphone. You don't have a say in the process of us recording this podcast for you.
But we're the first ones to say it.
So, because you believe in everything on TV and everything on the media, by default, you have to believe us.
They have to. And it's true.
When we say we're America's favorite podcast, you have to believe it. I mean, you believe in David Muir and the news every time he tells you some stupid lie that makes no sense.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter if we're stupid or we don't make any sense, because no matter what, by default, by definition of you being a Lenny who listens to everything on media. Sorry, not to get so harsh on you, but you have to believe us.
Hey, we still love the ladies out there and want to make the Lennies even a very Merry Christmas, Lennies. Okay? So, everybody, no matter who you are, what you are, where you are, Take care out there. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
And just because you're rock and rollers, that doesn't mean that you have to worship the devil. Just because you're a rock, you know, there's no rock and roll in hell. There's rock and roll in heaven. There's no beer in hell. There's beer in heaven. There's wine in heaven. There's rock and roll. There's dancing. There's movies.
There's music.
There's none of that in hell. It's all in heaven. There's board games. You know, you want to play the Cantiflas board game? Well, the Cantiflas board game only exists in heaven.
And you drunk, El Drunkle, you know, all that stuff.
You want to see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Rudolph the Red Glove Champion, take on Blitzen?
Versus Blitzen.
With Santa Claus and Rudolph's corner.
He's like the...
I will beat Blitzen. I will take him. I got him, yo.
Hey, tell me, Rudolph. Did you really... Give it all? Did you give it y'all?
Yeah, I'm gonna give him my all, Santa. I'm gonna take him out. This one's for you, Santa. And this one's for my doe out there. Adrian!
So everybody out there, just because you're a rocker, that doesn't mean you have to start being evil and start cussing and saying evil things. You could be a rocker and you could still rock and still love and worship our Creator and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
I say this to get you prepared for this next segment that we have to say.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a little glum.
And it's a little dark.
And it's a little dark, so Lenny's...
Beware. Go ahead and
turn down the volume for this time.
Yeah, it might scare...
We don't want to confuse you. You're already so confused.
And you might soak your trousers.
We don't want you to soak your chonies.
So be careful and just make sure that the little ones are nice and tidy. Either you're holding them tight. Don't let them listen to this by themselves because it's not for the little ones. Yeah, it's for the adults.
So go ahead and turn off this episode now. And will you? Have you turned it off yet? Turn it back on after the segment's over.
Okay, here we go.
And they're turned off?
All right. Five, four, three, two. Are they turned off, ladies?
I mean, producers? Yeah, probably. All right.
All right.
So here we go.
Here we go.
This is
the 7 days of Jason.
The 7 days of Jason.
That's all right, Jason everybody. Boris, so this is actually a little sing-along. So
little
if you get it,
that we wrote you're gonna for you.
And you can sing along with it. It's very easy to catch on. And it's the 7 days of Jason. We're giving this as a tribute because Jason, the video game, might be ending this year. So it's a little tribute to Jason. And we wrote
Gun
this
Studios
on behalf
video
of
game.
Gun Studios and behalf of the whole Gun Media Productions.
Yeah, they got sued a long time ago. 2017
and
or
they
something
stopped
like that.
Production. They stopped making updates.
Mm-hmm. And slowly it started degenerating from then. And now it's going to get completely taken
down.
So like if you have a physical copy of the Jason game.
Hold on to it.
It won't be working after the New Year's.
Yeah, so this is where we came up with. And all right, now presenting by Runner and Gunner, an exclusive and only exclusive here. The Runner and Gunner Show presents the 7 days of Jason.
On the first day of Jason, my counselor gave to me
a severed head in a pine tree.
On the second day of Jason, my counselor gave to me two body bags
and a severed head in a palm tree.
On the third day of Jason, my counselor gave to me Three dead chicks, two body bags,
and a severed head in a palm tree.
On the fourth day of Jason, my counselor gave to me four broken necks, three dead chicks, two body bags,
and a severed head in a palm tree.
On the fifth day of Jason, my counselor gave to me five hanging teens, four broken necks, three dead chicks, two body bags,
and a severed head in a pine tree.
On the sixth day of Jason, my counselor gave to me Six lifeless ladies, five hanging teens. Four broken necks, three dead chicks, two body bags,
and a severed head in a pine tree.
On the seventh day of Jason, my counselor gave to me seven cabins burning, six lifeless ladies, five hanging teens, four broken necks, three dead chicks, two body bags,
and a severed head in a pine tree. Seven Days of Jason, ladies and gentlemen.
Seven Days of Jason, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're glad that you enjoyed that,
that little piece that we... Jason.
All right, ladies, you can turn the radio back on. It's over. We know. That is it. Yes. That was great. I'm so glad that we got that out of our system. You know, there's been a kind of a epidemic going around of people drinking too much eggnog.
Eggnog. Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yes. That's a new thing. That's
Eggademic.
A new thing going around. The nogademic. Yeah,
the nogademic. Egg nogademic.
Yeah, it is. It is going around. I heard about that.
Not to be confused with Bidenomics.
Is it a rumor? I didn't know if it was a rumor.
I don't know, but they got a special very AA called EA for the eggnogs. Alcoholics.
Eggnogaholics.
So anybody out there who's addicted to eggnog, we sympathize. Go ahead and contact the Runner and Gunner show at the Runner and Gunner.
We'll set you up with the greatest help.
Runner and Gunner show.
We'll get you professionals on how to get yourself off of the eggnog
and kick the habit, you know,
and live a normal life. Because you know,
so delicious.
Some of them like to wake up and cinnamon. It's more insane. They look at it more beyond coffee, beyond water. I mean, it's like a every minute you have to have it, and then you start scratching yourself.
Scratching,
you start feeling in
your
loins, and you just
waking up in the gutter.
I gotta have it. Yeah.
You know,
and eggnog. Eggnog spilling out of your
Jimi Hendrix
out of your veins.
Choking on his own eggnog. So we're just saying, everybody, you get the proper help
eggnog,
you need.
Yeah, we're here for you. Run and Gun are here for you is what we're saying. We're here to help.
Yes.
That's what we're doing. That's our whole meaning of our podcast is to help.
Everybody out there, it is Christmas. Merry Christmas. Lenny's
Merry
turned back
Christmas.
On the radio. We're back to saying nice things like joy and happiness. Because we know that there is lots of joy and happiness to come. There's the best has yet to come. You haven't even started. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Not yet. Yeah, they haven't even heard it yet. But we are here to spread the joy, spread the love. We're meaning give out those presents, and it doesn't matter how expensive they are. Like we talked about in last week's episode, you budget shopping, but it didn't matter how much you spend. It matters how much love you put into the gift,
yes.
How much thought you put into that gift. So if somebody gives you something that you're kind of disappointed in, but at the same time they put so much
re-gift
thought into
it,
then re-gift it.
Re-gift it, give it to somebody else. Open up your heart, wide open. Let
big
that love spill
love.
Out. Take the chance, run the risk. Risk your heart.
Risk it all.
By loving.
Yeah, put it all on the table and show that you can love and that it's all about love and giving and just having a great time together as a family and as one.
It's true.
You know, the whole group, you could group as one and become one big old party and a big old celebration.
You know, start saying what you mean. Start saying what you mean. Start being
mean
who
what
you are.
Say.
Start being who you mean you are.
Who you want to be. Who you are.
Become the true person. Let the eggs be cracked.
Yeah.
Take off the socks. Stop fooling around. Stop lying to people.
Yes.
Speak the truth because the truth
the
is
truth
what is going to make you awesome.
Free.
People love the truth. People hate liars. It's just universal facts right there. It's like the apple falls off the tree and it hits the ground. Apple doesn't fall up. Just like liars aren't cool. So stop lying, start loving, start giving, and you
giving,
can give it your all.
Give it everything you got.
Yes.
And this is our one shot at it. It's what we call life.
Ride
and this
your
is
bro.
Our only shot. So we're trying to show you guys, and we're teaching them too. The Lennies, we still teach you guys, even though we love you guys on Christmas Day.
It's true, we
love
you.
We're just trying to show you guys that there is only one way to go, which is the righteous way, which
the
is
right
the great way,
way
which is
north.
Non-lying, being true, showing love, and...
When Jesus
a great
rode
Christmas.
His burro into town, and they said, look it, he's just a normal guy.
Yeah.
He was showing us that you could be normal and you could still be good.
Yes, you can.
And you could still have the love of God, and you could still have the blessings
inside your heart
of the Lord. You have the power. You got to unleash the power, because this power is light. And this light...
And it's energy.
Is electricity. And this electricity...
Is energy.
Can move things like force. It's like a force. Boom. It's like wind. It is this love. It is creation. It's all around us. It's like an earthquake. It's fuzzy feelings. You got it in you. Everybody's got it in
you. Everybody's got it in us. If you're human.
All you rockers. All you hip hoppers.
If you're alive.
All you lovers. All you... Everybody, all you everybody.
Every single
the
person.
The left wing.
Every
the right
single
wing.
Soul.
The people who are Democrats. People who are Republicans.
People from the United States.
People who are trolls
from
on the internet.
Germany. People from Spain.
Lenny.
Japan.
Gentlemen.
Brazil. Everywhere around
all over the
globe.
Yes.
Yes.
Even you from
all
Nicaragua.
Have it.
We want to thank
what we're
you.
Telling
we
you
want to love you. We want to open up our heart. Show you the rosies on our chesties.
Oh, yeah.
And remember, everybody, the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. We're the ones who do it, not this podcast that you're listening to, because no other podcast is better than this podcast.
The inside of their soul and their lives and their
hearts.
Who
talks like this?
Because this is honestly the greatest show in America and on Earth, honestly. But yeah, we're going to say in America because we are the greatest show in America. There is no one beyond us right now.
There really isn't. There really isn't anybody doing what we're doing.
And it's true.
And it's so true. All right, everybody, before we go.
Before it's time for the best part of the show, but before that, we just want to give you guys one more little bit of the good old times.
A little bit of, some Christmas spirit before we send you on your
merry way.
Merry little way.
To your merry lane, to wherever you may be, skating on your rollerblades or your ice skates or your sleighs, wherever you're sledding on to. We want you guys to be merry, and that's why we're gonna send you on your merry little way. We hope that you guys enjoyed your gifts, and we hope you guys had everything you wanted and got everything you wanted this Christmas. Whether you have family or not, you still have to be thankful to be here, to be breathing, and to just to be loving, because you have the capabilities to love. If you're alive, you have the capabilities to love. So use those capabilities and use them in a positive light.
Oh yeah, everybody. And so before we part from you on this very special Christmas day.
Merry Christmas.
I will read from you.
There
I will
you go.
Read to you.
Give them the Gunner special.
A small portion of a saying from our favorite book in the world.
Woo! Let them know.
Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David, is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also?
Therefore,
the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He will be eating curds of honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose
the right.
For before the boy knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right, the land of the two kings you dread will be laid waste. The Lord will bring on you and on your people and on the house of your father a time unlike any since Ephraim broke away from Judah. He will bring the king of Syria. In that day, the Lord will whistle for flies from the Nile Delta
in
Egypt
and, for bees
from the land of Assyria. They will all come and settle in the steep. The steep ravines and the crevices.
And the crevices.
In the rocks, on all the thorn bushes, and at all water holes.
Water holes.
In that day, the Lord will use a razor hired from beyond the Euphrates River, the king of Assyria, to shave your heads. Everybody out there, the Lord has come. He is born.
And now,
and may we bless his name
time
and praise
celebrate.
His Holy Spirit.
It is time to celebrate. That's what it is. And that's why everybody out there, we got to celebrate it. Celebrate the birth. Celebrate the beginning. Because the beginning is now. Every day a new child is born. And every day a new king is born. A queen is born. And every day you got to celebrate the lives of them. Just as we celebrate the life of our Savior.
For the king is in you.
The king is in and the queen is in her. You know, it's the same ones. And we celebrate his life. And he gave it. He gives it all back to us by giving us this recreations that we have every single day. So what we're doing is just celebrating our Savior, and we love our Savior. Thank you for this Christmas. Another great Christmas.
Amen.
Another great show. The greatest show in America.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Everybody, we got to depart. We got to end the show. It's gone on long enough. Hopefully you're listening to this by the fireplace
and with your family. And with the children and the cousins and the aunts and uncles and just getting either through a dinner or having a late dinner. Maybe in the morning. It doesn't matter what time you listen to it. As long as you're listening, we are here for you guys. And we just want you guys to know that. We love every single one of you. So just stay positive and know that today is a great day. Celebrate. Share the gifts. Share the joy. Enjoy each other's company. And have a great Monday. Because if you could have a great Monday, then you can have a great life.
All right, everybody.
So we've got to go.
Before we go, we got to give the people what they want. Their favorite part of the show.
The best part of the show.
The greatest part of the show.
That we love to call the
It's the 2-minute rundown, everybody. Here's Runner with the 2-minute rundown, and then we're going to World of Sports.
The NFL, the Raiders are not as in the playoffs guaranteed, but they still did beat the Chargers. 63 points again. I'll say it one more time, and I'll say it all year long. But they play the Chiefs today on Christmas Day. There are 3 days today on this Christmas, so I hope if you're into the NFL, you'll watch all 3 games. The Dodgers, the MLB. Yoshimura, whatever his name is, he's awesome. We got the next Japanese phenom. We got another Japanese guy. So now we got Ohtani, a freaking fellow Japanese guy who can talk to him, who can tell him, he can mentor him. This is the guy that Ohtani's going to mentor and make him become a superstar, just like Ohtani is. He's going to teach him the ways. They are very humble. Shout out to Japan. Thank you for sending us to the greatest pitchers in the MLB, to the Dodgers. And the Los Angeles Rams have a chance at making the playoffs if they can win 2 games in a row. So let's see what happens. They did win this past week. And what else is going on in the world of entertainment? Gunner?
Well, not too much. The strike just ended. Things are starting to slowly pick back up. It's the holidays, so everybody's going on break, actually. So there will be no movies until maybe next year. At least nothing good.
Nothing great yet.
But we do got some standings to list.
All right, let us know the standings, Gunner. How about some NFL standings out there? What's going on with the National Football League?
In the National Football League, we got the Cowboys and Eagles in the East.
Tied up.
We got 49ers leading the West by far and large. And the Rams, of course, right closely behind them. Not too closely behind them, but they're there. They got to win all 4 games.
Yeah, they do.
NFC North, the Lions and the Vikings. We know none of those teams are going to the Super Bowl. We just know they're not. And then in the South, we got the Buccaneers and the Saints. And we definitely know that none of them are going
Buccaneers
to the
Buccaneers are
going to
get in the playoffs. But just by standings purposes, they might get in the playoffs.
They probably will. Super Bowl. We know that for a fact.
Not
this year. Dolphins, of course, are doing very well.
Dolphins, Buffalo Bills.
In the AFC,
the
American
Bills
Football
have
Conference,
made a big
the
comeback.
Dolphins are doing it. The Bills are behind them, not too far, but they're there. The Chiefs, of course, are also there. Patrick Mahomes and
but
the KFC.
Can they beat the Raiders today, Christmas morning?
Can they beat them? Also, the
in
KFC.
Kansas City.
Patrick Mahomes has the KFC bowl, the chicken bowl.
With that flag, I know.
You get a free flag, you know. So go ahead and pick yourself up some KFC for the Kansas City Chiefs. And Raiders, you know, they're out, unfortunately. But the AFC North, we got the Ravens and the Browns. You know, have the Browns ever been taken to the Super Bowl? Not really.
It's been ages.
And AFC South, we just have the Colts and a blank team.
What about basketball, Gunner? Oh, we didn't even talk about basketball. I forgot to talk about basketball, but basketball.
So basketball,
you can tell us the standings.
You know, October 24th is when basketball started, the season started.
It doesn't even end until June, so
not
still
too
long
much is going
season.
Down, but the Celtics are killing it, and so are the Bucks, the mighty Bucks.
I forgot to tell everybody. On Memphis Grizzlies, John Morant is back. And
John Morant.
What a comeback he had. If you guys seen the game, then you know what I'm talking about.
Timberwolves are from the Western Conference leading the way with their 21 wins and 6 losses only. But like I said, we still got plenty of game to go around for that because it's going to be one heck of a season. LeBron James is losing more hair. Anthony Davis is gaining that hair on his eyebrow. It's going to be a crazy day. It's going to be a crazy season. Baseball is over. You know, baseball will come back soon enough. You know, who won the World Series? Wait a minute. Baseball is over? Who said that? I don't know. But anyways, NHL, the Bruins are going it. Maple Leafs are going it. Bruins and the Maple Leafs and the Panthers, they're all it.
Boston.
Actually, you know, NHL is cracking right now. But we got the Jets. We got the Canucks. And we got the Golden Knights from Las Vegas. We want to see them
win. Hey, the Kings ain't doing too bad either. The
Kings ain't doing too bad, everybody. You know, everything's going good in the wide world of sports. It's going to be 2024. I think the Olympics are going to be here in 2024, right? Summer Olympics? Winter Olympics? I don't know. Who knows?
I'm completely sure. All I know is the Super Bowl in 2024 is in Las Vegas, and it's too bad that the Raiders aren't going to be participating, but it is going to be in Las Vegas unless the Raiders win every single game and everybody else in the league loses.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's going to be a good one. I heard Usher is performing. There's a rumor around that Usher performing. Have you heard the rumor of Usher performing?
Stay away from him.
So, Usher might be performing at the Super Bowl this year. And, yeah, that's going to be at Vegas. So, that's pretty cool. They got a really nice stadium. And it's going to be awesome. If you have $100 million, then I suggest you go.
So, audience out there, we want to know what you think. What do you think about the Dodgers buying the World Series? Is this okay that they use their hard-earned money?
The Yankees only did it for 100 years.
Oh, only for 100?
That's all.
But that's all.
That's not much.
You know,
since back when Babe Ruth was a baby.
You know, Altuve only cheated and kicked his legs off that fence and laughed at us while he was cheating.
Kicked up his gurney.
You know, and still won a World Series afterwards. Kicked up his little dress.
Yeah, he did. He sure did.
How tall is he? 5'0".
5'2".
Mosquito, that's what we call him.
Oh, yeah, Mesquite.
Everybody out there, what do you think about the Dodgers buying the World Series? Is it okay? Are the Texas Astros worse?
They probably are.
Are New York worse?
Houston worse. New York worse? Yankees? Yeah, I don't know.
You know, they bought A-Rod and all his
Yankees.
Team. You know, and then they bought A-Rod his drugs. So, you know, like.
Well, they probably jingled his bells. I don't know what's going on.
And then they
on.
Bought Madonna and Cameron Diaz for A-Rod. So, you know.
Yeah, I guess she had a holly jolly.
Something
going on in there. But I don't want to know. I mean, it might get crap. Whoa!
What was that?
I don't know. Where does that come from? Where'd that come from?
What was that?
We're getting a lot of weird frequencies tonight.
Whoa.
What in the frequency?
It's happening, runner.
Whoa.
Well, if I didn't know any better.
The studio's shaking. I don't know what the heck that is.
Whoa.
Hold on. This is shaking. Whoa. I'll wait till the shaking stopped.
If I didn't know any better. What was that? I'd say it's been a Christmas miracle.
Santi.
Santi is here.
Santa Claus is here? Well, we might as well go up and greet him. All right,
we gotta go, buddy.
We're gonna go greet Santa Claus, and we're gonna we'll tell you about that next week. But we still do have the special next week, so don't forget about that one. That's gonna be an amazing.
The New Year's episode. New Year's episode. Also falls on Monday.
Yep.
And remember, so everybody, great. When all these podcasters, all these new podcasters, when they're all sleeping on holidays. When they're all too busy working and traveling and spending time with family, while the Runner and Gunner video game podcast
we're working hard,
is still here
for you guys,
working hard for you,
yeah.
So that you could have some entertainment on the radio on your commute to work. Remember, we do this for the working man and
the
working woman. And so for us to be here in the studios filming a show so that you could watch it on Christmas Day or the Tuesday afterwards, you know, that speaks a
on
lot.
On its own. Yeah, it does. It speaks a lot on its own. And we're doing it not only
because
we're in
we
the
are.
Spirit of giving, but not only are we dedicated right now, But this is throughout the year we're in the spirit of giving. We love giving you guys content. We love giving, you know, our hearts and souls out to the podcast universe.
We do.
And
that's why a lot to us. This
we
is
are
fun.
The greatest podcast in America.
It's true.
That's the reason.
And in Germany.
And in Germany.
Yes.
And in England.
Germany's favorite podcast, America's favorite podcast, and soon to be UK. Mexico's favorite podcast.
Yeah, we love you guys in Mexico.
Yes, you know, especially the Latinas.
Oh, man.
And Latinas, oh, hola, hola.
Hola, ah, hola, hola. Summertime. But that's in summer. So we're going to go back
yes,
to
everybody.
Them in the summertime. So we got to let everybody go.
We got to go catch Santa, you know,
yeah, we gotta
before
catch
he gets
up
too
with
drunk.
The, he might, yeah, I don't know what he's drinking. I left a box of wine out there again, so
I left him
I don't know.
A bottle of Jack.
Oh, shoot. Wine and Jack?
That's right.
All right, well, yeah, let's go get him before he passes out
right,
on the
let's
on
go,
the roof.
Runner. All right. I guess we can just... leave the studio.
Right.
I'm gonna be right
okay,
back.
Okay, guys.
All right, everybody.
We gotta go.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Take care of each other. We love you guys. Goodbye.
Elves, come here, elves. Ho, ho, ho. Is this the Runner of Gunner Studios? Well, I always wanted to be here. I always wanted to do a podcast. Elves, come over here. Well, turn on the podcast. I want to say something.
Yo, who's in here? What? Gunner, where you at? Gunner. Where's Gunner? Oh, man. Oh, it's still running? We're still recording?
Get him!
Oh,
get him.
Hey! Oh!
Tie him up!
Hello, Odd. This is Santa Claus. And I just want to say, may all the children be blessed with gifts of plenty. And Merry Christmas to you all. And have a wonderful year. Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho! They left a bottle of Jack Daniels for me. Time for Santa to get a little drunky.
Hey, Santa, no, 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 no!
The Runner,
Runner
and Gunner,
Gunner
show.
Show
every Monday morning.
Solid.
Runner Gunner, not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during our post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, ladies.